With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome, everybody, to the Heat and Hops here in Manchester for... the last ever live recording.
Right in my ears.
For November's edition of the EvoStick Division 1 show. Boom! Round the table, we've got the great and good of the crisp world and of the non-league world. We've got Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian.
Good evening.
We've got Mr. Ian Burke from Radio Manchester.
Hiya, everyone.
We've got non-league legend Roy Sewell.
Good evening.
And from the MPL Facebook group, James Hayes is here.
Evening.
So, last month we started with Division 1 North. This month, then, we're going to start with Division 1 South, because we're nice like that. We're nice and fair and proper balanced.
Well, I can say this time.
A bit like Division 1 South, in a way.
Oh, segue Claxon.
Which is not just balance, but it's in the balance, isn't it, Simo? In the balance.
It is. It definitely is. Although the conversation we've just had in the break makes me less enthusiastic than when it started. No, it is. Shore Lane currently out in front, doing what Shore Lane do and kind of demolishing everything in their path. They've been doing it in the FA Trophy, and they've also been doing it in the league. They've won six in a row to get where they are. I think fair play to Newcastle for now, at least keeping up with them. They've played two games more. But they've been on a great run as well, although it did stall when they had that shock defeat to rugby a couple of weeks ago, which nobody saw coming. So there's a little bit of daylight between them and the rest, and then it is a mass of teams underneath them.
Now, we're going to be speaking to Scott Dundas at Newcastle Town, David Frecklington at Spalding United, and Martin Carruthers at Basford United as well on this month's show. But... congratulations to Shore Lane beating Nantwich Town in the FA Trophy last week. A hell of a result, that. And we should also mention as well, Stocksbridge Park Steels getting a replay against Stalybridge Celtic as well. That's a cracking result, that.
Definitely.
So, what do you reckon then for the title race? Because there's a couple of things which we... couple of elephants in the room with regards to Division 1 South on the table at the moment. Witton Albion are currently fifth, but they've got so many games in hand over everybody.
Yeah, I think it is a worry. I mean, I tweeted as much earlier today. You're going into December and you've only played 13 league games. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've said it a couple of times on the Division 1 show this season. Their squad is tiny as well. They're running with 14, 15 players. They're having a great run in their FA Trophy, still in it, hoping to make the first round, where they potentially have got a plum draw against Chester. And obviously that is bringing some money into the club. They also had an half-decent FA Cup run this season. So that is why they are so far behind. But it does reach a point where when you are running with a team that's small, I think there's a risk that will curtail them challenging for the title. I think it's that serious. I mean, Carl knows that. Carl McCauley, the manager, knows that, and he is looking to strengthen, and a little bit of the FA Trophy money has been made available for him to strengthen the team. But I mean, if they do go on to knock Boston United out, there's another weekend where they won't be playing a Division 1 South game when they play Chester. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a concern when, without any doubt at all, their objective this season is to get back into the Premier Division.
It's a tough title race, that's for sure. Tough promotion race. We'll hear from Scott Dundas now at Newcastle Town, and then following that we'll also hear from the team in third place, Spalding United, and then we'll get the views round the table.
So welcome to the show now, manager at Newcastle Town, it's Scott Dundas. Hello Scott, how's things, mate?
All right, Ben, yeah, cheers, thanks.
So it's been a cracking start to the season. What's it all down to at Newcastle Town?
We're not quite sure, to be honest. I know we've got a cracking team spirit at the minute, which everybody says when they're doing well. We appreciate that, but the lads have obviously really gelled together, from the guys that were there originally and that stayed at the club, and then the ones that I bought in from various clubs in and around the city. So yeah, they've really gelled well, and obviously results are going quite good for us at the minute.
Now, last season, I know you've come in over the summer, but last season everyone pretty much predicted that Newcastle Town would have a good season like they did the season before. In fact, some people were tipping them for promotion, but last season it just didn't happen. Whereas this season, though, it's more like it. Is that kind of ambition still there at Newcastle Town to get promoted this season?
Well, it wasn't obviously in the summer when I took over the job, and you know, we had talks with various people, and you know, it was just a bit consolidation, and you know, obviously new season, new club, new team, and you know, but the way they've started, you know, I think we're nearly enough halfway through the season, and we haven't been out the top three all season, so we're going to try and maintain that, and obviously the club's 100% behind us, and they're backing us for trying to stay where we are at the moment.
Now, throughout this season so far, we've mentioned just how crazy Division One South is, how competitive it is, and to be second in that league on the same number of points as Shaw Lane, who everyone quite fancies, it's cracking. It really is. What have you made of the competition in Division One South?
Well, that's what I said to the guys the other week. To be honest with you, it's everybody can beat everybody, and that proved itself when we went to rugby, top v bottom. And, you know, if you don't turn up for one game and you don't perform for one game, then you'll get beat. Like I say, there's some crazy results, teams beating everybody, and, you know, it's quite good, because I don't think you could ever predict three results being correct in our league. So there's no point betting on them.
And that is going to be the case this weekend. You're travelling to Stamford. Stamford have done cracking things in cup competitions this season. They're currently in 17th, but they have got loads of games in hand. So I think they're in a bit of a false position. What are you expecting this weekend from Stamford?
Yeah, definitely. Another tough game. Like you say, if they win all the games in hand, I think they've got five on us. So, you know, they'd go 2 points behind us. I know it's hard to win those games in hand, but, you know, they are definitely in a false position. We've already played them this season and beat them 2-1 at home, but they were a good physical side. It's going to be really tough, and hopefully we can go down there and get a result.
And just your closing thoughts then, Scott, for the season to come, the half season to come. It's very, very competitive, but Newcastle Town up for the fight this season and up for chasing that promotion.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, you know, if we can stay in the top five for the rest of the season, and then you just never know in football what happens. You can get lucky breaks towards the end of the season, and hopefully we can try and get promoted.
Well, Scott Dundas, manager at Newcastle Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show, and you have a good Christmas.
Cheers, and you, Ben.
So joining me now, it's the manager at Spalding United. It's the debut, I believe, for Dave Frecklington. Hello, Dave. How's things?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yourself, Ben?
I'm all good. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. I know you're very busy at the moment. So this season so far for Spalding United's been, well, it's been cracking so far.
Yeah, we've, you know, considering we're a new group and we were left with four players in the summer, you know, our recruitment's been very pleasing. You know, I think we were unbeaten right up until about mid-October, and yeah, we couldn't have wished for a better start, really. And you know, it just gives that the squad of players that belief when you try and put your stamp on an authority onto the team, and winning games early doors, you know, brings that belief and results into the squad early doors. It keeps you going. So a little bit of a sticky spell at the moment, losing four out of the last five games, but you know, a new month and hopefully a new run of winning form will occur. So yeah, really pleased with the start.
Now,
so
ever since Spalding joined the Evo Stick, they've always been quite fancied as a club to do well and get promoted. This season, like you say, the start's been good. What was your expectations coming into the season for the club and your new set of players?
Yeah, obviously we had when I was at Lincoln United, obviously we finished in the playoffs last year, which was a good achievement for us. And pretty much similar this year at Spalding. You know, they've asked me to replicate what I did at Lincoln, and it's, again, you know, we're trying to do it over 3 years, and you know, we'd like to get promoted. The football club's never been promoted out of step four, and that was one of the biggest challenges that, or attractions really, that took me to Spalding. I was there as a player, and you know, to try and be the first manager to take Spalding into step three was something that I wanted to try and get my teeth into. And if we can do it in year one, then brilliant. If not, then we'll try and do it in year two. So, you know, we want to win the league first and foremost. There's no point in going into any season wanting to be mid-table or be be challenging players. We want to try and win the league. You know, that's the aim of everybody at the football club, but that ain't no easy feat. So if we can't win the league, then try and finish second or minimum playoffs. And our start to the season's allowed us to hopefully try and be somewhere near the top five. You know, come what March, with five or six games to go, then and hopefully to push on again.
Now, what do you think for the competition this season? I mean, we've just spoken to the Newcastle Town manager, and we spoke about the fact that, to be fair, Division One South this season is crackers and crazy with the amount of competition. I could pick any team. Well, actually, I could pick Lincoln United in 19th at the moment with the games in hand. It is crazy, isn't it? And what have you made of the competition in Division One South this season?
I think it's the strongest league that it's been for a long, long time. You look at Shore Lane, you know, obviously they beat us in a playoff semi-final last season. You know, the players they had and the structure they've got there will be on and around it. Witton Albion have come into the league. I think it was Northwich Victoria who was in the playoffs last year in the North. I think there was obviously Shore Lane in the playoffs, Lincoln United in the playoffs. Stamford got relegated into our league, who had a great goal. So I think there's probably 10 or 12 teams that probably fancy the chances to be in and around it come what may. And no easy games, and no disrespect to the clubs that was in it before, who got used to get heavily beaten week in, week out in the previous seasons. There's none of them anymore. You know, you can go to, you know, we played Carlton not long back, and they probably are the strongest side that we've played this season. You know, and you look at their league position, never an easy game. And you look at, you know, Loughborough, we've got them Saturday. Wayne Alcrow, we won the league with Grantham Town not long back. So there's just so many teams and managerial, you know, structures at clubs and can on any given day can beat anybody. So it's just a case of getting that consistency in the right stage of the season to give yourself an opportunity to be challenging, you know, at the end of the season.
It's actually worse than that, Fear, because you mentioned some teams who got relegated into the league, like Stamford, but Bedworth United, they technically have been relegated into this division, and AFC Rushden Diamonds, they're a player finalist from last season in the southern section, so it's crazy. We'll touch upon the fixture this weekend against Loughborough, but just a quick mention as well for off the pitch at Spalding. Early in the month, we heard about a benefactor coming in just to relieve some of the pressure caused by a break-in at the club, and it's been a bit of a tricky spell for the club off the pitch with that kind of thing. How's the club doing off the pitch?
You know, we had five break-ins in the space of 3 weeks, you know, which obviously doesn't help any football club at any level, never mind ours. And you know, we as a group of players and a management team, you know, we got our hands in our pockets and contributed to the chairman. I think we raised between us about £300-400 as a group of players, which was fantastic from them. They appreciate what they do. And the benefactor, I think, also contributed, you know, £400-500. So, you know, there's people obviously in and around the Spalding public have dug deep and tried to help get through that period. But yeah, behind the scenes, you know, everything looks okay. You know, we're trying to, you know, get over that ordeal, and it only helps with us obviously on the field trying to get more results and a feel-good factor. We can, you know, contribute to that. So by winning games of football and hopefully getting a few more through the turnstiles. But no, we're pleased with how everything is. The board seem okay with everything so far, and we've not been out of the top three yet. So that's obviously a positive, and we just hope we can keep that going.
Absolutely, and like you said, Loughborough Dynamo away this weekend. It's not going to be an easy game, this one. What's your closing thoughts then for this game this weekend against Loughborough?
I totally agree exactly what you said there. You know, we found a lot of games this year that where you are in the table, everybody wants to beat you. You know, they up the game. They know it's going to be a tough game for Loughborough, but at the same time, you know, we've had it before already this season. We've had to come back from behind in the previous game at home this season. We're 1-0 down. We have had to change our shape and our style of play to match Loughborough's, and we ended up winning the game 2-1. It was a real, and we scored late on. So we know it's going to be a tough game, but one that we expect to win, because you want to be up and around it come what may. You've got to be beating sides like Loughborough, no disrespect. And if we don't, then it levels it out. So yeah, a massive game for us, and one we'll be looking to win, that is for sure.
Well, Dave Frecklington, manager at Spalding United, a big thank you for coming on the show and taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show, and you have a good Christmas.
Yeah, same to you, Ben. Thanks for the call.
So a big thank you there, David Frecklington at Spalding United, and Scott Dundas there at Newcastle Town. The title race, Andrew Snaith put a cursor on it, didn't he, in Division 1 South last month when we spoke about him on the Evo Stick Extra about Charlene. He basically says Charlene are nailed on for the title. But with Newcastle Town there, with Witten Albion there, with the likes of Chase Town, plus we can't rule out Rushden Diamonds, can we? And they
haven't lost a game since the first week of the season. The two defeats were in the first two games of the season. They too have been slightly distracted by cup runs, although they've come to an end now. But I absolutely think that they are definitely contenders for promotion, and I think you could go as far to say for the title, although they are 10 points adrift of Shore Lane at the moment. They are going to need to probably beat Shore Lane in one of the head-to-heads they have with them, but I wouldn't discount them. 13 unbeaten, they're in great nick.
They've done it's a phenomenal start to the season as well for Rushden Diamonds, like you say, with the cup competitions and that kind of thing. Anyone got anything to add before we move on?
Yeah, I think Shore Lane now, with the results they've had against teams in the Premier, have got them a massive target on the back, and there's going to be a lot more expectation on them now, especially with what's been said on the NPL group, what we said at this moment in time on the table. They've gone into the games now with a lot more pressure and more expectation. I mean, we all expected them to be in the top five anyway, but to beat Whitby, Blyth and Nantwich, who are all obviously top three, and then Nantwich, last year's semi-finalist in the trophy, it's going to be a lot more aggressive on them. As teams are going to be going there now, knowing they might not come out with anything, so they're just going to go throw everything what they can do.
I do agree with you, Teagot, but Charlene are a very tight knit group up there, and I do see them coming away with it. I really do, ultimately. As for the places though, Witten Albion, Rushden Diamonds and Leek Town, I think they're pretty much not guaranteed, but they're very, very, very strong shouts for the playoffs. And Belper,
hey, don't do that. There's a team you'd leapfrog there. Basford United, and on Thursday I caught up with the manager at Basford United to hear his views on the playoff race.
So welcome to the show now, his debut manager at, right, first, before we get going, Martin Carruthers, manager at Basford or Basford.
It's a silent E.
Basford, right, there we go, the manager of Basford United, it's Martin Carruthers. Hello Martin, how's things?
Very good, thank you, yourself?
I'm all good. So, Basford United, it's been a decent start to the season in a very, very competitive league.
Yeah, it's our second season. Obviously we had a really good season last year, getting into the playoffs. This year, you know, we had high ambitions of replicating that again this season. We made two or three real quality signings, but unfortunately, we've suffered terribly with some serious injuries to three key players. So it's really as hard. But the positives are that, you know, we've had emerging lads from the academy that I work in come through to the first team. So, you know, we're only 3 points off the playoffs, and despite our injuries, you know, we're still in with a fighting chance. And if we can get a good run together through December and January, then we'll have a great chance of reaching our objective and getting the playoffs again.
And you're dead right there, Martin, with regards to the injuries. There's been three horrific injuries, and there's been good support shown by the club and the fan base as well.
Yeah, I mean, our chairman's different class. I mean, it's always terrible when lads have got different careers and jobs and families to support. So, you know, we're a real family club. And, you know, we all rallied together. The chairman helped put this game together for the Stamford game. And, you know, we had our record crowd and raised some real significant funds to help our players. So, yeah, I'm really proud of the event and the evening. And it went really well.
And you as the manager as well, the past week or so, you've made some significant signings as well for the club.
Yeah, we knew we needed to strengthen. We were just getting a little bit threadbare. Relying on our quality young players, you know, was a big ask, and we've put them under probably a little bit too much pressure. Having to pull them out and manage them has been difficult due to lack of players. So, with the Christmas period coming up and all the games, you know, we thought it was the right time to really make a real statement of intent, and we've brought in Anthony Owls and Kieran Wells to proven players at higher levels and at this level. So we're hoping that's going to give us a boost and a real push over December and January to really kickstart us and go on a bit of a run.
Now, you mentioned earlier the cracking season Basford had last year, getting to the playoff positions. This season, though, it feels like Division 1 South has gone up about four notches in regards to how competitive it is.
Yeah, I mean, it has, because, like you say, it's teams beating everybody. Obviously, we know the quality of Shaw Lane, Witton Albion, Spalding this season. Newcastle and Chase Town are up there. So we know, you know, teams like Leek Town and Kidsgrove who have made some significant signings as well. They've not quite hit top gear yet. So we know every game is going to be really difficult, and we've not had no easy games at all this season. And that just highlights, you know, how much the quality's improved from last season.
Now, obviously, we've spoke to Spalding United and Newcastle Town on as well, and we've mentioned the fact that, you know, you could go far down the table, and you could mention clubs like Stamford and Lincoln United, even with games in hand.
Loads of games in hand.
Exactly.
And we know they're quality sides who, again, you know, ultimately, you know, with those games in hand and the quality, you know, they'll push themselves right back up there. But will the postponed games and playing catch up ultimately affect them physically later on in the season? You know, that's one of the advantages of our new surface now, that we know that, you know, we're not going to get any home games called off. And like you say, we'd rather have points on the table than games in hand, because you've still got to win them.
It's a classic thing now. It was a question I was going to ask you, but you've answered it for me there with the points in games in hand or points on the board kind of argument. But you've got Stocksbridge Park Steels this weekend, and they're another team who it feels like do have games in hand, and because of what they've done in cup competitions this season, they might be in a false position where they are. So this is a pivotal game for Basford this weekend.
It is. It's a real six-pointer. Because, like you say, they've got, I think, three or four games in hand on us, and they're only 3 points behind us. So if we win that, it gives us a nice little cushion. We've already played them this season. We beat them, and it was our first real bit of luck, really, this season. I think we were 2-1 down with 2 minutes to go and ended up pinching it 3-2. We're never a good footballing side, and they're very much like us, who like to promote youth and good young players. So it'll be a really entertaining game with two good football inside. So, but yeah, we're looking to get our first double of the season and hopefully pick up a valuable 3 points on the road.
Well, Martin Carruthers, manager at Basford United, thanks for taking the time out of your busy night. You can hear some football in the background on coming on the show. And send our best wishes to the injured players at the club. And many congratulations to you and all your playing staff and coaching staff for what you've achieved so far this season.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
So thank you there to Martin Carruthers at Basford United. At time of recording, still not got it confirmed.
I've got a lot of time for Martin. He makes a lot of sense, doesn't he, in what he was saying there.
Thank you.
What did he sell pies?
Now.
What did he not?
I don't know.
A couple of teams we can't rule out. You mentioned Belper Town. Stocksbridge Park Steels, very, very capable, got games in hand. Mm. There's another side, and apologies to the teams that I'm leapfrogging here to get to this team. Lincoln United. Look how many games they've played.
Well, yeah, if Witten are worried about their mounting fixture list, then Lincoln will be as well. They're the only team who's actually managed to play fewer league games than Albion this season. I mean, 13 points off fifth place at the moment, but, I mean, there's some teams have got eight games in hand on. When you interviewed the manager most recently, he's pretty chipper. He still is like, yeah, our aim is to be challenging for a playoff position. It feels like an almighty distance to travel for them, yeah. But... we probably shouldn't rule them out, I think that's fair.
Hey, let's speak to Roy, because I know he's got experience of this. Roy, going back to our beloved FC United days, getting knocked out of the FA Cup in, what was it, December?
About
the second bottom, weren't we? And we got to
the
playoffs.
And I kept saying to, you know, I just knew the
quality. He kept saying to us, and we kept saying, don't be silly, Roy, we're not going to get to the playoffs.
No, but there was a difference there with FC United. You did have the players.
It's the quality of the player, definitely. Yeah. And the fact was, like, you know, I work with them, you know, throughout the season. I know their capabilities, I also know their attitudes and their temperaments, and I also understood that we could hit a consistency level, and that's what it was all about. I keep saying it's the word consistency, because that's what it's about.
And it's the traditional FC United trick of starting slowly and gaining as you go on.
Back to Lincoln United, though, stat watch.
Well, I was going to say Stamford as well.
Well, wait a minute. Lincoln United, stat watch, played 12. won 4, drawn 4, lost 4, scored 17, conceded 17.
Mid-table.
They're a dream. Well, love that.
That is consistency.
That's the thing, they're plumb for mid-table, aren't they? They really are. And you look at Stamford, a few places above them. Same thing, really. They've got loads and loads and loads of games in hand. But realistically, are they going to win them? They're not.
The same
of course
thing,
not.
Because they've got two instead of a 5.
Well, they've got the finances to be able to at least have a go at it now. Because again, they're not going to exactly be short of money after the cup runs.
You've got to look at Stamford and Lincoln United just with what they've done in cups. They are capable. And,
definitely.
You know, I said Lincoln. That's going to show
them. I'm convinced.
Just to ask as well, before we move on to Division One North, with regards to the relegation picture. It's not clear cut, is it?
Rugby have awoken.
Yeah, they have, haven't they?
Yes. They've awoken and they've picked up two brilliant wins against Newcastle and League. There are two teams that we've just been saying are contenders for promotion. That should worry everybody else because I think we were all thinking it was pretty nailed on.
I thought it was the same with Sheffield, in all honesty.
Yeah.
They've had a miraculous couple of weeks and I'm not even sure how they managed it. No,
7 unbeaten Sheffield, we should show them some love. They're really
absolutely
great.
Oldest club in the world and all that.
Carlton, 3 unbeaten, they've shown a bit of life, but I think before that they were also nails to finish.
McAdrain, a cracking side on the day.
Yeah. I think.
So we'll keep an eye on Division 1 South, obviously, as the season progresses.
Oh, and we'll be back
next month with.
Sorry, Ben, what's happened to Kidsgrove this year? Because they were doing well last season.
They've done
they?
Better recently, though, haven't they?
It's not happening for them, though, is it? Yeah. They changed the manager and you expect them to be a bounce from that. Yeah. It's just not happened.
It's now time to draw our eyes to Division 1 North. And coming up in the next 15, 20 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by the managers at Ossett Town, Colwyn Bay, and Cone FC. But just to.
What's this, an anti Manchester thing you've got going on? We've got 8 teams in this division, you've not got a single one on it. I can't believe it.
We've got 7 and we've got Hyde.
Cone is kind of like in the.
Cone's nowhere near
it's in the hinterland, isn't it?
No.
In a way.
You can get a bus there, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, stagecoach.
No, the which way?
Oh, it's great, you can get to Skipton on it for like £4.50 or something. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like it.
Anyway.
There's a really good pie shop in Skipton, actually.
There is, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's the home of the pork pie.
I go in it.
Let's go what
do you?
Yeah, I do.
Seriously?
Pie shop, of course. Superb.
One on the bend near the church.
Just around the corner from the canal.
Very good pie shop.
So, now obviously we've featured Scarborough, Glossop and Farnsley and Lancaster City in recent times, which is why we're...
Chicken and ham ones.
Oh, really? Oh, I've never had a chicken pie.
Chicken and ham.
Chicken and ham with a bit of leek.
In a pie?
In a pie, yeah. Belted.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
By the way, you remember Bake Off when they did Pie Week? Yeah. Absolute shambles. They didn't even have gravy in the pie. They banned any kind of fluid or liquid. It's ridiculous.
How can you do that? It's not a pie.
Right.
Give you a soggy bottom. That's why they didn't have it.
So no Scarborough, Glossop, Farsley or Lancaster City on this month's show. But the title race is absolutely phenomenal in Division 1 North at the moment. It's between Scarborough, Glossop, Farnsley, Lancaster, Ossett Town, Brighouse, throw in Trafford and Colwyn Bay, why not? It's sensational, isn't it, Bert?
Hey, make sure you do throw in Trafford because they are absolutely flying at the minute. And big old Derbyshire up front, he can't stop goal scoring at the moment. And you've got him, you've got Aaron Burns, who you know everyone knows from this level as well. And all right, they're in, God blimey, 7th at the moment. But they're going great guns, they're in form at the right time. One of the things about this division, though, is that I'm sure it's been mentioned previously, no one's taken it by the scruff of the neck yet. There's only 2 teams who are on more than 2 points a game, and that's Farsley and Lancaster. I'm not convinced either of them are particularly great, to be honest, and that's what makes this division really good this year. There are teams up there who are doing well who aren't brilliant.
Yeah. And that leads
it's
me on.
Wide open. I think it's fantastic.
And that leads me on to offer our congratulations to Farnsley Celtic in the FA Trophy for pulling out a cracking result against Tamworth. Absolutely superb. And
no, it was a brilliant result. Yeah. No question about it. And they did beat Hyde the other week, so that shows how good they really are.
That's especially because again, Farsley have not been the strongest team in the league by my from what I've seen of them this year. But even though they've not, they've been scraping 1-0, 2-0 wins.
Have you seen how many games in hand they've got over Scarborough? They've got 5 games in hand, yeah. Just 2 points behind them.
Same with Lancaster at this moment in time. Scarborough on top because they've played the most games, but they are playing good attacking football.
Yeah, they are.
At the same time, though, it's going to come back to them. Like, now, Scarborough, I don't think anyone's thought them being in the same position as they were last year.
Well, no, of course
not. This is where Scarborough should be. Yes. Obviously, this is their opportunity just to... This is their season they need to just revive. Maybe again, especially because we're going into the new stadium next year as well, just even just get the fan base back a little bit.
We spoke to Mr. Kittrick, obviously, last month, and Scarborough's aim is to get out of that league.
Definitely,
but
quite right too.
It's tough, isn't it? Because yeah. They're all capable. Everyone's capable in that top half. And when you look at teams like Kendall Town and Tadcaster and Clitheroe, who are now... It's arguably...
Kendall won't do it.
They're capable of doing it.
No.
And Bamber Bridge are
no,
as well.
No, I'm not having what's it with Kendall.
No, Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, if they've started to turn a corner now, they've financed...
No, they haven't. They lost 4-0 against Trafford the other day.
We beat them 4-0 as well, but still. But they
you beat us 4-0.
Exactly.
And I tell you what,
mean you're going to win the league?
No, this means Radcliffe Borough are the best team I've seen this season, and it hurts me to say it in the presence of Teagot, but I'm not even joking. They pummeled Hyde. Timmy Raheem, what an absolute diamond he is in the centre of the park. I tell you what, your front line is as good as any in the division. And, of course, you've got the mighty Jax Kapogamu at the back, unless he's gone as well. But
no, he's still with us, but he's banned for 3 weeks.
Now, first interview is coming from one of the surprise packages up at the top end, Ossett Town. If you remember last season, Grant Black took over when they were third from bottom,
yeah.
I think.
No, worse than that, I think.
We're second from bottom. That neck of the woods, anyway.
It's done well, Grant, actually. Yeah.
So, Ossett Town have had a phenomenal season so far, and that's about the fifth time I've said the word phenomenal, but in Ossett Town's case, I think it's very much true. So, I caught up with Grant Black, his views.
So, joining me now from Ossett Town, it's the manager, it's the welcome return of Grant Black. Hello, Grant, how's things?
Yeah, good, mate, thank you. Sort of enjoying things at this moment in time.
I bet you are. I mean, the last time we had you on was towards the end of last season, and I think you're just taking over managing the side, and you were toying with the idea of relegation, but you had a series of good results and finished 17th in the end. But the start to this season, wow, phenomenal.
Yeah. You know, we had a great finish to end the season last year. And as I've said previously, you know, we kept quite a lot of lads that finished back end of season off, which have, you know, they've come back full of confidence and momentum, and you know, the players we've brought in as well are sort of fit that bill. So it's kind of, you know, it's continued this season. You know, it was vital that we had a good start to obviously breed confidence, which we've done, and sort of we've picked up a bit of momentum, and we've carried that on so far, and long may it continue.
What were your what was your predictions for this season? What were your expectations about what your side could do?
We looked at progressing from last season and previous years that club have had recently has sort of been relegation fodder, shall we say? You know, and we looked at wanting to progress to what we did last season, and that'd be that'd be a good season for us. But sort of in house, you know, we had our own targets, which, you know, we'll keep to ourselves, but you know, with the sort of squad that we've brought together on a tight budget, you know, we still felt that we could sort of challenge top half at table.
Now we'll gloss over Drolsden last week, but you've had some cracking results with against the likes of Tadcaster and Bamber Bridge and Scarborough and Lancaster City. So quite clearly, Ossett Town are a force this season.
Yeah, you know, it's something we've looked at. You know, we've beat a lot of the sides that are in sort of top six, top eight. You know, as you've just named, quite a few, and we've done his job there. But sort of the games we've been beating or not performed in have been against teams that are sort of at this moment in time that are a little bit lower down at table, which is frustrating, and it's something we're looking at, whether it's a mentality thing to sort of you know, get up for games the same way they're getting up for teams that are so-called big hitters in this league is something we're looking at and trying to address, because if we'd sort of performed in those games, we could be we could be sat top at league.
Now, this weekend, you've got Kendall Town coming. At the moment, it's difficult to assess what the running order is of the league table at the minute, because Farsley and Lancaster City have got games in hand. But you could make a case for anyone in the top 13 making a playoff challenge this season, including yourselves. So this weekend's match against Kendall's pivotal, really, isn't it?
Yeah, like you say, it's a really strange sort of league this season, and it's tight from sort of top to, you know, as you've just said, 14th, 15th, I think. And I think there's a lot of teams that are in fourth positions at this moment in time that, you know, that I think will be sort of pushing at the end of the season, that might look like they're a little bit low down at this moment in time. But, you know, there's a lot of big clubs that can sort of strengthen as and when they need. And I think sort of, you know, they will sort of push on at the end of the season. So, you know, we played Kendall earlier on. We got beat 1-0. It were a tight game. But, you know, we know they're a good side. And, you know, they're similar to us. You know, they're not a massive sort of club as such in this league. And, you know, it'll be a tough game. You know, they'll come, they'll fancy themselves. And we've got to be at it to, you know, to get a result as we need to be in every game.
Well, Grant Black, manager at Ossett Town, it's been a cracky start to the season. I'm dead chuffed for you. And thanks for coming on the show, and have a good Christmas.
And you too, mate. Thanks a lot, pal. Cheers.
So, Grant Black there, manager at Ossett Town. They've been cracking, haven't they, this season?
Have been indeed. And again, Juno unexpected at this moment in time, because again, last couple of seasons they've been worse than Ossett Albion.
Yeah.
And that's
obviously, they've kind of switched, haven't they? Have they swapped squads?
I've no idea, but... But again, Ossett Town, new blood, just as general, let's just say. I think it's just coming now where it's just matured a little bit. I think
maturity is the exact right word there. The player of the season for me, centre-half of the season for me this season, Tyrone Gay at the back for Ossett Town. An absolute unit. He's coming to his own this season. I've not seen a defender at this level like that for a long time. I mean, all right, if he moved up a level or two, he might be found out, I don't know. But this level suits him perfectly. It really, really does. And he's the beating heart of Ossett Town. And it's based on him, basically. Everything is built on what he does at the back, all the good work he does. And he leads the younger players around him through the games. And I tell you what, honestly, I've been blown away by how good he was. And Grant Black, he knows how lucky he is.
He's a very good manager, Grant Black. And
for his first job in management as well.
Now, that leads me on to my next question then. Colwyn Bay, looking to bounce back a bit this season. And Colwyn Bay, we'll get the thoughts in the room in a second or two, but here's Paul Moore, manager at Colwyn Bay.
So joining me now, it's the manager at Colwyn Bay, it's Paul Moore. Hello, Paul, how's things?
Hi, Ben. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good. So we'll come to this weekend's match against Goole in a second or two. But this season so far, Colwyn Bay, you're nicely in the slipstream now of the playoff positions. Is that where you want the club to be?
Yeah, I think everyone's quite surprised the way the league campaign's going. It's turning out to be a very tight division. You can be top of the league, lose a game and end up eighth or ninth, you know, and then win a couple and you're back up top again. So, yeah, it's a tight division at the moment. And I think, you know, we would like to be in that top eight, you know, at the turn of Christmas. And I think most teams would be happy with that, yeah.
Now, Colwyn Bay, last season, it was a very difficult season, but they join a list of clubs who've come from the National North and gone straight through, and you're in a league where we can point to Hyde United and we can point to Drolsden, who've also been on the same journey. So for Colwyn Bay to be where they are, I think that it's quite good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the last couple of seasons have been difficult for the club. I think they were very unlucky to get relegated from the Conference North the season that they did. I think it was only by about a goal. It was on goal difference, one goal or something like that. You know, and last season was a torrid time. They set off what seemed to be, you know, going to be a good season, and ended up very quickly in the relegation battle. So, you know, we've taken time over the course of the summer, selected the targets that we wanted to go for. brought those lads in, and we've not really made too many changes. We have brought in two or three lads now that have made significant difference to the way that we shape ourselves. And yeah, I think I think we've lost two in the last 12 league games, so it's looking better. And you know, we're getting some good plaudits from other managers. So we're just going to keep going away, you know, going at it and working at it, and hopefully that'll show us in good light come March when it really matters.
And is that the target then this season, promotion for Colwyn Bay, to bounce straight back?
Well, initially when we started off, we wanted to get ourselves stable, really. We wanted the club to, you know, get in a good position and put a team out that was going to compete, you know, and not lose games, or not lose too many games at home. And I think we've done that. And as we've gone along, I think we've realised that we've got quite a good squad together. And yeah, I think we're looking at it now and saying we want to be in there. And do we want to win it? Of course. I don't think anybody starts the season off not wanting to win the league. But it's a tough league to win. And you know, you look at Farsley and you look at Lancaster. Farsley's done great in the FA Cup and now Trophy. Lancaster are the same, and they've got a lot of games in hand. So I think they're the front runners at the moment. But like every team, they all have to have a bad patch, and we seem to have come through our bad patch quite early on. So yeah, we'd like to be up there. And as I say, I think it's important to be in and around it around February, March time, and then you can really look at it before the signing, you know, signing of players closes off at the end of March.
We spoke to Grant Black earlier from Ossett Town, and we were saying how pretty much anyone in the top 13, if you want to be generous, you could go down to Radcliffe Borough and Hyde as well. Anyone in that top half of the table literally could put a run together here that could be pivotal to get into that March time. It's a cracking league this season, Division One North.
It is. It's very competitive. You know, we've got Goole away on Saturday, and spookily enough, they changed the manager the week they turned up at Clonefry Road, and we drew 2-2, and we were disappointed that day because, you know, they hadn't won a game up until that point. You know, we thought it was a good opportunity for us to get 3 points. We drew 2-2. And spookily enough, they've gone and changed the manager again this week, and we visit them. So I'm hoping it doesn't, you know, lightning doesn't strike twice. That's just the way the league is. We had a competitive game against Radcliffe Borough. We played Bearscoe, and although Bearscoe are bottom of the league, you know, they put a good fight up, and we won 3-0. But you know, it was 1-0 I think at half time, and they were still in the game. So you know, I don't think there's anybody in the league that can say they've got a team that's just going to go out and win it. As I say, Farsley and Lancaster have got games in hand, but they've got to win those games, and it's not a certainty that they are. So, and we've played both, and both games were tight. I think we lost 1-0 away at Farsley opening day, and we drew 1-1 away at Lancaster. So, as I say, yeah, they're right in what they're saying. If someone was to put a run together, you know, 7, 8, 10 wins on the bounce, I think they're going to put themselves right in with a good shout.
Well, Paul, you've certainly, you and your coaching staff and all the players at Colwyn Bay have certainly put yourself in a very good position in December. And congratulations for that. And you have a good Christmas. And I'm pretty sure we'll be speaking to you in the new year.
Yeah, I'd like to say a great thanks to the supporters of Colwyn Bay. You know, they've travelled with us, and they're supporting us well at home as well. And, you know, the lads are working extremely hard to make sure that we are in and amongst it, for them to have something to cheer about come March and April time. And if that's the playoffs, it'll be a very exciting stage of the season.
Well, Paul Moore, manager at Colwyn Bay, thanks for joining us this month on the Division One show. Much appreciated, mate.
No problem. I'd like to wish every club and every manager in the division an happy Christmas and New Year.
Right back at you, mate. Happy Christmas.
So there's Paul Moore there, manager at Colwyn Bay.
Yeah, well, I've got him a couple of times on Monopoly, so.
Very good. Colwyn Bay, though.
They've finally got their act together after a slip.
This is the Colwyn Bay we thought we were going to get, isn't it? New to the division, from up on high, looking to bounce back. Cone are also new to the division. They're 2 points behind them in 10th position. Here is the manager at Cone, Mr. Steve Cunningham.
So, welcome to the show. Manager at Cone FC, it's Steve Cunningham. Welcome to the show, Steve. How's things?
Yeah, hi, Ben. Yeah, good. Appreciate you getting me on your show. Listen to me. It's a good, good listen, so... pleased to be a part of it.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. Last season, obviously, you've gone up from North West Counties as champions. You've been at Cone now, manager for a few seasons. How have you found your first season in Division 1 North?
Yeah, it's been an exciting time for the football club. As we were talking, I've been there, two and a half. This will be my third season now with Cone, the first manager's role. But obviously, it's a massive sort of different from where we were last season to this season. But I think, you know, we worked hard last year to get out of the counties. As you know, it's a tough league, only one goes up. But I think we've embraced the challenge and the opportunity. We've took it with both hands and hopefully we're doing the league proud as a new club coming up and holding our own. And we enjoy every single weekend of being in the league. It's a tough league. Every game's a tough game. The old cliche, but yeah, we're really pleased to be a part of the league.
Now, we've got to be careful because some people in the Midlands and on the east side of the Pennines say we're too Lancashire-centric in a way. But just to say, to come out of the North West Counties, as like Glossop proved last season, it's a tough league to get out of, and that does set you up well for the promotion.
It does. I mean, North West Counties, and obviously you've got other counties leagues as well. The North West Counties, it's such a tough league to get out of. You know, there's no playoffs, there's no two teams going up. It's one team. You finish top spot, you go up. And there's that many teams at that funnel trying to progress as a club themselves and trying to get into the NPL to progress. It makes that a bit more difficult because every single season, every team tries to improve. You know, there's more and more money involved in counties teams now. There's bigger fan bases, which allows teams to grow. So it is a very, very tough league to get out of. And we worked hard to do that last season. And you can see from obviously the success that Glossop have had since they've been in the NPL. They've obviously been in, I think, got playoffs last year, was it, or just outside. And they're certainly up there again this season. And that's our sort of benchmark. When you look at what they've achieved, there's no reason why we can't.
Now, when it comes to the competition outside the North West Counties and in Division 1, Division 1 North this season, we've spoke to Paul and at Corwin Bay and Grant at Ossett Town, and we've discussed this already, but just from your perspective, joining the fray this season, we've surmised that pretty much anyone on the top half of the table, all they need to do is put a run together and they've got the potential to win the title the way things are going. It is phenomenally close in Division 1 North this season.
It is. I mean, it's funny really because as a football club, we've gone up this year and most people would say, you know, consolidation, you know, stay in the league is obviously a must. But for us, we've looked at the league and as the sort of weeks are progressing, we've changed our whole mentality and we want a playoff spot. I mean, we have our own ambitions as a football club to use the momentum that we've built upon last year. But then when you start seeing results every single weekend, I mean, we've lost 7 games, which is a lot. We only lost 4 all last season. Now, we've lost 7. Can't win a game at bloody home. But yet, we're 7 points off top spot. We're 2 games in hand. You know, now, granted, Scarborough have played more than anybody else, but other teams still have to win them games, so they're up there on merit. But the league, I think, from anything, what is it, first place down to, I don't know, 13th, there's about 8 points difference. So anybody looking at that and thinking, we can do this. And as a football club, we've grasped that as well and thought, put 2 or 3 wins together, you're up in the top 4 or 5, and then it's a case of just staying there. But anybody can beat anybody on the day. You know, there's some strange results every single weekend. And as it happens more and more, it doesn't become strange. It just means that the league is obviously very even. There's a lot of quality teams out there. And, you know, it's turning into an exciting season, one that we want to be a part of come end of May.
And just to reaffirm that, obviously, Steve, you don't just manage the first team, but you're involved in several aspects of the club. Is the club ready for that promotion and certainly for the playoff and promotion push this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. It's like when people talk, I know it's going to sound daft, but when people talk about having a kid, you know, when's the right time to have a kid? Can you really afford a kid? Can you afford 2 kids? we're a club that's growing every single day. You know, we're getting new sponsors and new investors. Fans are growing, you know, every single game we're growing in terms of the awareness, the brand. So as a football club, we're growing. Are we geared up? Is anybody geared up to go into the Northern Prem? I don't know. We've got a lot of travelling there. But you've got to grasp the opportunity as it comes, and then you just take it on the chin, whatever you've got to do to stay there. So as a football club, we certainly want to challenge. And if it did come about that we was in the playoffs and we were successful or we won through promotion, you know, we'd be grabbing it by the scruff of the neck and saying, right, well, let's have a go in the Premier as well. Off the field, there's so much happening. As I said, the club is growing. I'm involved in the junior section and that's growing, and they're our sort of future fans, you know, potential future players. But there's a real sort of brand kicking off in the area, and alternative to sort of Burnley Football Club, we're the next best thing. And that's what we're trying to create. So hopefully, as we progress this season, more and more opportunities, you know, in terms of investment or people's interest to get involved in the club will allow us to grow, so that should that opportunity come, then we will be geared up for it.
I should say as well, other Lancashire clubs are available too. We don't want any complaints, Steve, from Clitheroe or Bamber Bridge or anyone like that. But
that's just my opinion, but we are.
Right, OK, so this weekend you've got Ossie Albion coming. On paper, it looks a foregone conclusion, but it's not, is it? It's very, very tricky, this one, this weekend.
You'd say that based on league position, but I'll be honest with you, we're probably the underdogs. And I say that, you know, one of the positives about our season so far is our away form. We've won seven out of the 11 games away, drawn one, lost three. So away from home, we're fantastic. But the negative of our season so far is our home form. We've only won one. So, you know, we've won one, drawn two, lost four. We can't win at home. So, you know, Ossie will be looking at that and thinking, we've got a chance. You know, and if we can turn our home form into anything like our away form, then we'd do all right. But we've played Ossie Albion already at their place early doors, and I think we won 1-0, and it was a close game. And again, you look at the table, and you touched on it before, how close it is. They've drawn five and won a couple, so they're not an easy team to beat, but yet they're third bottom. So it is a tough game. We don't underestimate anybody. You know, we go there, and if we can perform like we have done recently, then we'll give ourselves the best possible chance to take 3 points, and then we kick on to Tuesday.
Well, Steve, a big congratulations to you and all your coaching staff and all the players and everyone associated with the club for the start you've made. Welcome, official welcome to the Northern Premier League. You've not officially been welcomed till the podcast welcomed you, so welcome aboard. And you have a good Christmas, and I'm sure we'll have you back on in the new year.
Yeah, no, appreciate that, mate. Great speaking to you.
So, Steve Cunningham there. Good thoughts, Berkey and Cole?
Yeah, Cunny's all right, isn't he?
Cole have a team that can really blow hot and cold. I've seen them a couple of times this year. They've been either quite easily one of the better teams in the league by a country mile. They've got the players that can do it. But then there's a couple of games this year where they've got beat by... I think they got beat by Ossie Albion a couple of weeks. It's like, how did you manage
to do that?
They
had a few young lads in there, weren't they? And that, you know, again, you know, young lads... inconsistent, you know, they've got a couple of old heads in there, but
there's talent there. Joel Mealy is there, for instance.
So, like I say, you know, what they'll do is I think they'll end up mid table, and I think that's quite decent for them there, you know, with
first
the playing squad.
First season in
this
league.
It is, yeah. But what I wouldn't say is that they have a decent budget there, though, you know, that could, you know, help them improve later on.
Now, just a couple of matters arising before we get to the relegation area. Hyde United.
What?
Berkey.
What about
them? 15th at the moment. If I was an outsider looking into the league, I'd go, oh, that's them underperforming.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be right.
Okay. Anything to be concerned about, or is it all
going
to turn round?
No, nothing to be worried about at all. I mean, Teagot would probably say otherwise because he saw us against Radcliffe. Where, to be honest, I've no idea how many Hyde games I've seen, but it was the worst Hyde performance I've ever witnessed.
I mean, it was one of the best Radcliffe performances.
And that's the thing, no, Radcliffe was brilliant as well. Radcliffe were absolutely brilliant that night as well.
At the end of the day, Radcliffe just set the stall out, and they dictated and basically bullied Hyde all over the park. Yeah. All over the park.
You're absolutely right. But Hyde are a few games unbeaten now. They were unlucky not to beat Ossett Albion on Saturday. They pummeled them. They had four at the post. There was one cleared off the line, one disallowed. Wrongly.
Do you think you're capable, taking your fan glasses off, are you capable of getting a little bit of a mini surge going for the second half of the season?
I'd be surprised if I don't finish top half. I'd be very surprised.
That quite answering my question. You're nearly top half where you are now.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I do think I'd have got enough in them to perhaps challenge for the playoffs. They just need to put a run together.
Now, bottom end of the table.
Oh, yeah.
Gould have changed the manager again this past week, which is odd, really, because we said on Evo Stick Extra, didn't we, last week, that Gould were pulling out some good results.
They beat Glossop.
Life in the FA. Yeah. Dewson as well.
What do you make of Whitby? Those people who are aware of the sides down the bottom end of Division 1 North, what do you make of it at the minute? Because
what's happened to Mosley?
Mostly, they've just gone completely to bits, and I think if it's any team that, if Gould have got the formula now just to get the wins, and they've been doing until this week, they're the team that are really going to be at the worry there at this point in time.
Well, the thing is, they've got a few players missing through suspensions, a couple of nasty injuries there as well. Callum Warburton, as we all know, that affected the squad. They'll knit together. If anyone can get a team knitting and gelling again, it's Bandy and Lloyd down at Mosley. So I actually do think they'll be alright.
Do we still maintain Bursko?
They've started to pick up a good couple of wins though.
They've
got to really rely on other teams losing rather than them winning, because you know, and I don't believe that they're consistent enough to be able to do that. I'm looking at possibly the bottom five teams that are all going to battle it out, giving Gould the benefit of the doubt, you know, for the little bit of improvement, you know, that they could make it a bit of a interesting fight, you know, for the other three that are in there. But I cannot see Bursko getting off that bottom position.
I was going to say, they're another club who've hired a duo management team as well. Gould this week. Anyway, go on.
Oh, really? Well, I think the bottom two is going to be between the bottom six. Five. With the exception of Mosley and Drawlston, because they're on my patch.
Sorry, you saying Hyde?
Bottom six, I didn't say bottom eight.
Yeah, but you take Mosley and Drawlston out.
Mosley and Drawlston out. That takes you to Ramsey.
Yeah, well, it's going to be between Bursko, Gould, Ossett Albion and Prescott Cables.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
One interesting thing, yes, sorry Ben.
Please do end on an interesting point, please.
Well, they lost, Mosley lost 8-0 to Scarborough week or so ago. But an interesting tweet came out saying, alright, we lost 8-0, but the team's never been more united. I thought that was very interesting. Everyone was just sort of, alright, we've lost, but come on, we're all in this together. And I do think they'll all muck in. And good luck to Mosley, because I've got a lot of time for the club, I've got a lot of time for the people there.
I mean, we're still at November's show. We're not quite at the stage now where we're waving goodbye to teams, saying, don't worry, you'll be fine at the AGM Cup. No one's getting relegated this year. So we wish you all the best over the festive period.
You've got next year's AGM Cup yet, potentially. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Well, I'd like to say, before we clock off, good luck to Curzon and Ashton, because
once of this parish.
Yes, are you Jimmy Wagg? I'm not saying it now.
Thank you, Burkett. But yeah, good luck to Curzon. But good luck to everyone this weekend putting on a match. Don't forget, disclaimer, check outside your window before setting off. And more importantly, check Twitter and your club's official websites before leaving the house.
Or just turn up and see.
More importantly, come on Stourbridge.
And then complain on the NPL Facebook group.
Facebook group. Good. Yes. How can people complain about pitch inspections and that kind of thing? go on, James.
Facebook.com/groups/the NPL or on Twitter @the NPL group.
So that's the end of the Division 1 show. A big thank you to James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
No worries, Ben.
Big thank you to Mr. Non-League Roy Sewell.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you to Ian Burke of Radio Manchester.
Cheers, Ben.
And from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, thank you, Andrew Simpson.
My pleasure.
That has been the Division 1 show for another month. You take care and have fun.
Don't forget, I'm back in
December. This could be the last time we do this, because We're finishing this recording at 10 to 9 on Wednesday night, dear listener. We've done this show, and we've done the normal NPL show as well, and we've just sailed through, haven't we? Been absolutely superb. Next month, no chance.
Carnage.
No chance. Absolute carnage.
Christmas. Oh, have I missed anything? Oh, I missed everything. I had to go through the whole last 6 months. Oh, individually,
Smokers is back.
You know, well, you never know.
Get your sleeping bags out, boys. It's going to be a long show.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.